Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kevin Barker. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Banks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Woodard. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Woodard. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roosevelt Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Morandini. Batting third. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Henry Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Shane Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Neves. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Traxel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Traxel. And now, play ball. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom strikes out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Zerillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zerillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jeremy Burnitz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burnitz takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Barker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roosevelt Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morandini strikes out. 2 outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sosa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Belliard hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Belliard reaches second base with a double. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. Belliard moves to third. 1 out. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Woodard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Woodard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Henry Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball towards center. Grissom settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Grissom. Rodriguez moves to second. Shane Andrews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez scores. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 1, Cubs, 1. Jeff Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Reed reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jose Neves is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neves hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traxel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom strikes out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Brewers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roosevelt Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morandini is 0 for 1 in the game. Morandini strikes out. 2 outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Barker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barker is 0 for 1 in the game. Barker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Belliard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neves fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Jenkins. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Jenkins steals second. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jenkins scores. It's Brewers, 2, Cubs, 2. Steve Woodard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Woodard is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodard bunts towards short. Neves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. Grissom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace strikes out. one out. Henry Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Shane Andrews is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cirillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Barker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Jose Neves is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neves is 0 for 1 in the game. Neves hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Neves reaches second base with a double. Reed moves to third. Jeff Blauser pinch hits for Steve Traxel. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blauser strikes out. One out. Roosevelt Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reed scores. Neves moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morandini is 0 for 2 in the game. Morandini hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neves scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 0 for 2 in the game. Sosa hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Belliard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Sean Berry pinch hits for Steve Woodard. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rafael Roque now pitching. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace hits a line drive towards the mound. Roque reaches out and makes the catch for the out. one out. Henry Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shane Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Ayala now pitching. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 3 in the game. Grissom hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Loretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cirillo is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cirillo strikes out. One out. Felix Heredia now pitching. Benito Santiago now catching. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Burnett's is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett's takes first base on ball 4. Loretta moves to second. Alex Ochoa pinch hits for Kevin Barker. Terry Adams now pitching. Alex Ochoa batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ochoa takes first base on ball 4. Loretta moves to third. Burnett's moves to second. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Belliard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Belliard hits a line drive into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Loretta tags and scores. Burnett's tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Adams. Burnett scores. Ochoa moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 5, Cubs, 5. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ochoa is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Loretton now playing first base. David Weathers now pitching. Jose Valentin now playing shortstop. Jose Neves is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Neves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Neves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santiago hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roosevelt Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morandini is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morandini bunts in front of the plate. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 5. the Brewers will come to bat. Manny Alexander now playing second base. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Brian Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Rodriguez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0-for-3 in the game. Sosa takes first base on ball 4. Mike Myers now pitching. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 0-for-3 in the game. Grace strikes out. There goes Sosa. The throw from Banks to second, and Sosa is out. 2 outs. Henry Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Molina now catching. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grissom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Shane Andrews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti pinch hits for Terry Adams. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Neves is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Neves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Burnetz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Collier pinch hits for Eric Plunk. Luke Collier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Collier strikes out. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Belliard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Sosa. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Belliard moves to third. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Kyle Peterson now pitching. Jose Molina is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molina hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roosevelt Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown bunts towards the mound. Peterson juggles the ball. That's an error on Peterson. Molina moves to third. Brown moves to second. Lance Johnson pinch hits for Manny Alexander. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Sosa batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sosa is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sosa hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molina tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.